With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. After the death of legendary musician Dolly Parton, literacy advocates say Pennsylvania has a chance to honor her legacy. From our news partner WESA, Tom Reese reports.
Parton's Imagination Library mails out free books each month to children under the age of five with help from local partners. But early learning advocates say the state should expand the program. Kimberly Pierce is the North American director for the Dollywood Foundation. She says nearly 700,000 Pennsylvania kids could benefit.
So right now, although we have 75,000 kids getting the books, we're barely scratching the surface. And it would be so great to be able to expand the program to all kids and families in Pennsylvania and honor Dolly's legacy.
A state House bill to do that passed in December, but has stalled in the Senate. The bill would create a matching program to increase the value of contributions. Supporters say $2.5 million would meet that need. Pittsburgh area groups working with Parton's organization have sent out more than 300,000 books to kids in the city alone. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Labor Day became a federal holiday 132 years ago in the wake of violent labor disputes in Pennsylvania and across the Midwest. Penn State professor Paul Clark studies labor movements and says most people have forgotten the significance of celebrating labor in the U.S.
Unions brought in the 8-hour day and the 40-hour week and the weekend. They brought in later health insurance and pensions. Those did not appear on the scene because employers just decided, gee, we should give our workers some days off.
Union membership is at a low point with just 10% of American workers. That's down from 35% in the country's mid-century union heyday. However, there's been a significant shift in recent years with successful unionization efforts among Amazon, Starbucks, and car factory workers. Outside right now, an absolutely spectacular Labor Day. Bright blue skies, 80 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. If you can be outside and are not laboring this Labor Day, get out there and enjoy it. Overnight, we see mostly clear skies with temperatures getting down into the mid-60s.